I didn't symbolize that. See, but now while we're on there, I'd like to bring you up something real nice and deep here. Now then, we talked about the nine attributes, the nine planets, the nine systems in your body. See, but, and you can read about the nine planets. Is that right? You can read about the nine vessels that is in this tabernacle. Right? Now then you have the court around the mouth. Now the mouth is the court around the mouth. In other words, it is the tent. Tent is concrete. That's all it's true. Why did that seven tent? Is that right? It's named about the nine vessels that is in this tabernacle. Right? Now then it has the court around the mouth. Now the mouth is the court around the mouth. In other words, it is the tent. Tent is concrete. That's all true. Prior to that, seven ten is concrete. So the cloud that he saw it in, saw everything in that cloud, saw the Creator and everything else in that cloud. See the picture, the unshaken form that in that cloud, that is the organization of these attributes. See? Now what is foreign first? Now you're way on down in there now. See, what is foreign first? Other attributes. See? See? I mean, I'm talking about Elohim, Yahweh Elohim now, right here. See? Which is from first. From here. Then if that be true, then you have the first form, God. That's the covenant. See? Oh, boy. I'm telling you, now, you see, the reason why I brought that up that way. See, when Moses, he was told to come up there and get these Ten Commandments. See? And they're written in tables of stone. Now, before he went up, I'd like for you to see this. Now, this is important, and you probably won't hear nothing more about this. See, unless you hear it in this too. Now, the Genesis. See, now you call that the first book of the Bible. Is that right? I thought about this morning when Dr. Cash was talking about. They say the first book of the Bible. And you're going to begin at the beginning. So you begin at Genesis 1:1. No, you can't learn nothing there. See? Because you don't have the cloud. In Genesis 1:1. Don't say a thing about the cloud. See? Do you see that now? Cloud is there. Now then, not only that. You see? Now listen what I'm going to say now. Are you listening? Yeah. See? Now Moses, when Yahweh spoke from the top of this mountain, and gave them those commandments. See? We do have in the 20th chapter of Exodus. Moses wrote the words that Yahweh spake down. He put them down. On a cup. Then he took the blood of bulls and of goats and cut all the blood of the sacrificial lamb. And he sprinkled the book. He sprinkled the book. And he also sprinkled the audience with the blood of the book. Now did you get what I said? Moses wrote down what he said. See? Then, that, you know, begins with the commandments in Genesis. You never get up on it at all. Now, just the past matter we talked about is just where the Messiah began as Moses. That right? And then all the prophets, is that right? One thing on that street now. Now pay attention. See? In the Genesis, the book of Genesis, all the way through, from start to finish, Moses' name is not any. Now, how about that? See? His name is not in it at all. How do you know whether he wrote it or not? Then how can you tell whether he did it? Write it or not, his name is not in it. Not on it, no way. Now, I would advise you to go out and ask to have a trick to see about it. You see, I wouldn't advise you to do that. See? Now then, Moses then went up into the midst of the crowd after he had dedicated, and he said to the people, he said, now this is the custom with Yahweh. If you want to read it, I'll let you read it. It's silly, man. Because Yahweh, I'll let you know, has enjoined under us. Is that right? Now listen, folks. Now that was before he saw the sending of the creation. Now there's another deep one now. Now Joshua, the Messiah, begins with Moses. See? Now, if he begins with Moses, then he can't begin with the Creator. See? Yes, sir. Now then, here's where Moses first gets in contact with that. Is that the burning bush? That is the north. That's the burning bush. That's what he saw in that. Moses saw. Now Moses had proved that he did. Now here's something else now. This thing is just blundered, stumbled along, and make all kinds of errors and mistakes. He said, unaware. That's where you might always have to give you somebody that has some sort of someone contact with you. So he's not seeing. I'm not capable of seeing. It's the Holy Spirit. You see what I'm talking about? Me as a man, I'm just a man. You understand what I'm talking about? You got no business running around boasting about how smart I am. No, I'm just standing up here. And if I hadn't been, y'all wouldn't have told me a thing. But now Moses, you see, he threw this suggestion down in Egypt. And then he went out there and stayed 40 years in the woods. One day in the evening, he was sitting to take his father. And he saw this burning bush on the back side of the mountain. And so he turned aside to see that great fire. And he walked up to that burning bush. Then Yahweh said, don't come no further, see? Moses. Now look. There's a depth in that now you need to see. See, Yahweh knew Moses' name. And he called him now Moses. By his name, Moses. Why, you run around and you say there ain't nothing to a name. You see what I mean? If you had to call him by name, and identify Moses by his name, see, mother, you call somebody else, you see? Or they both wouldn't have said no thing to that. You know, he wouldn't know good the way he wasn't talking to Now, if Moses' name is all that particular, well, what do you think about Yahweh? See? There's no one knows his name. Now, this one man, now, this is the one going to say. Now, before then, remember I told you that Moses' name was not in the book of Genesis at all. And Yahweh called him by his name, Moses, Moses. See? In other words, God, get off the shoes off your feet. Why, Paul? Because the place on the ground where you stand is holy ground. That's holy ground. Right? And that was his communication with Moses, isn't that right? Now, I'm taking shortcuts now. I don't want to go into a whole lot of detail. See? So he told Moses by coming back down here and bringing the children of Israel out with him. Now, Moses wanted to know where he was going to be. And he said, certainly, I will be with you. Well, certainly, I will. Now, look here. Read the 28th chapter of Matthew. And the 19th and 20th verse. See, now, I'm not showing you how people are. We just got to talk about that, too. I'm just showing you how stupid people are, you understand? And they just think they're smart. See? They don't know why Yahshua and Messiah said to them, when you get there, and it's going to get talk about the great commission. See? Please.
So ye therefore.
And teach all nations.
Baptizing them
in the name of the Father.
And of the Son.
And of the Son.
And of the Holy Spirit.
And of the Holy Spirit.
Teaching them to observe all things.
Teaching them to observe all things.
Whatsoever I have commanded.
Whatsoever I have commanded.
And
lo,
I'm with you always.
Now that, you haven't forgot about that. And we don't know if God said that to him. See? Now he has to say that to him because he told Moses that he'll be with him always. See? When he sat him down, that's right. Then, what are you looking at? Doesn't I be with you? Now what was about that? Now can you see that now? The Lord I am with you always. From here on up into the top side. I'm going to be with you all every jump of the way. See? Now with that, even until the end of the age. Now this age hasn't ended yet. It didn't end in 1960, but what I'm talking about, and what I'm trying to show you is this. See, we need to wait until now. See? Wonder why I don't see. How about that? You follow? Oh, I tell you, it's terrible. Don't it sound kind of stupid for him to say that he's going to be with the apostles always even until the end of this age, knowing good and well they're going to die? I'll tell you, Yahweh is a mystery. Yahweh is a mystery. I'm always even until the end of the age. Every minute. Every one of you, Yahweh is the same. He's with you. And then I want to say something else. Now he identified Moses and called him by name. Said Moses. Moses. That's right.
called him by name. Now watch this. Now Moses is out in the wilderness. See? And Moses hiding around there. Yeah, he said, look what that you got in your hand. And he said, a rod. See? Throw it on the ground. And he turned to a serpent. And he told Moses to take it up by the tail. And he did, and it was back into a rod again. Right? I'm going to skip now. Right? Now when it gets down into the Pharaoh, same rod, throw it down. And Moses rod, see, the rod, gambling rod. And they turned to a serpent, you see. And Moses rod of serpent swallowed up Ganes and Gambers. Those were Pharaoh's men. See? Does that sound? Then Moses picked it up. You see? Is that right? Now, look like we learned somewhere along the line. See, then he goes on out. Then he gets to the Red Sea. Then we got about the rod again. Crying unto Yahweh. It wasn't that he had to do anything. See, I couldn't even eat the beer. He wasn't saying nothing about no rod, won't know why that old man was here. What's the matter? I said, you're doing anything. He wasn't saying, what's that you got in your hand? Oh, my God. But I was just talking about that to show you some of the deep things that people overlook. And I'm going to tell you about this. See, I'm going to tell you about this. See, even if he had one girl, he knew Moses. And he told Moses that he was the lawyer of his father. And of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. See, went on back then, telling you about Isaac and Jacob and knew their names. See? All right, now, that he's talking to Moses at the burning bush. Now listen. Moses complained about his impediment of speech and asking who made man's mouth. Good. So he's talking now, get this one now, because they don't have much about this. He told Moses, not only did he know Moses, but he said he's going to get an heir. Now he knows his father, knows Moses, he knows Aaron, he knows everybody. Did you let that go? He's going to give you Aaron, your brother. See? And his brother somehow takes to this place that the burning bush is met. John, they're talking to Moses, his counterpart. So that is to say, he's down there talking to John the Baptist's father. That holds the same position. You understand? And him, John, Zachariah, the angel Gabriel, he spoke to John at the burning bush of the golden altar of incense. And told him about the birth of John the Baptist. Is that right? Now, that's almost unbelievable. And got the matter, Zachariah did read. So then he was sitting down until that child was born. And they asked him, what's his name? He said, Yohanan. That's John in Hebrew. Then, that's where Simon spoke. See that now? Now, I'm not off well because the time is expired. I'm not off well just to show you something else about that. See? Which I had to bring all that up. You see? And how he shows you this. Now, you see him out there in the wilderness at the burning bush, that's in the holy place. And he comes right down in the deep. See, now here is this facility, the burning bush here. He has come down to the altar here. Now, here he is. And he is the intercessor. Here. He's in the holy place. Right? Now, this same place. You see, is where he then ate that supper at that night. This way he ate the supper. See, watch, he rose up from the supper and rolled the disciples' feet. Watch the disciples' feet. See, in the upper room. See, that right? But now the Holy Spirit wasn't poured out yet. But the King David was in the upper room. See, and he went right back up there in the upper room after he resurrected from the dead. You see that now? Now this is what I'm doing. See, now, when he's in the upper room with his disciples, he's not suffering. See, the soldier with the blood making the living in it. I just want to show you that that supper is all around everywhere. God is eating it everywhere, see? You see what I'm saying? Now, he said, Moses back down here. Now, Joshua at that supper, when he had finished that supper with his disciples, see, here, you got your blood and the water, and then the spirit, all of it. And you have your blood and water and the spirit. Now then, at that supper, he told them about that 17th chapter of St. John. That's the brother. Now, read what you got there, and then somebody took up the 18th chapter of the John. 18th chapter in the first beginning of the first verse.
Revelation 11:8.
And their dead bodies shall lie in the street
of the great city.
Now see that well in that book. But spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt. Now Egypt is down here and Sodom is up here around the dead sea. One is in the Holy Land and the other one is down here in Egypt. You see that now? So it's got all the way from Greece.
Where also our Savior was crucified.
Now you know good and well, your Savior was crucified at a place outside the wall there. A place called a skull. Right outside the wall there. Is that right? And yet when he was crucified down here. In Sodom and in Egypt. Spiritually, so to speak. And not only that, he was a lamb slain from the foundation of the world. How am I doing? Am I doing all right? Now he said to the disciples that he really was in the upper room. See, at that supper. He told them in the 17th chapter of John that he prayed then, see. That's John's prayer. Now then, that's the 17th chapter. Now go on down to the 18th chapter in the first verse.
When Joshua had spoken these words,
he went forth with his disciples.
He went forth with his disciples.
Over the brook Cedron.
Came over to the Cedron.
Where there was a
garden. Where there was a garden.
Then
with the inn. Then he and his disciples. And he spoke the word. Isn't that right? See? Now then, the word in the first there is in the tension that's in past there, and that's in past. Now listen. Now watch what I'm saying now. There's that deep one. Right back at it. See? He had to go right straight back up there. To the same place. See? When he went through with his disciples. He said he had to go back to that same place where he ate that cup after his resurrection. You feel what I mean? You said no? Now he was back there again. Now here's what I'm telling you. He is back now with them, right in the same place. See? But he's an intercessor. Now, within you, he is the intercessor, or the Holy Spirit in you, that's going to pray. And while, and then I'm done, while the children of Israel was on the outside, three tribes on each side, making up the 12, while it was at the 9th hour, and 12 o'clock at noon, and 3 o'clock in the afternoon, three times in that day, was called the hour of prayer. And he was still burning in the high priest was still burning incense in him. That's the hour of prayer, see. Is that right? And they didn't have the Holy Spirit. So then he said, that's why I said this, I will pray the Father for you. Meaning he is the intercessor. See? He don't pay no attention to nobody but his son. See, you see? Now then they was on the outside around here praying, you see? And the intention was burning took the place of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit makes the intercession for us. Now, and he is a quickening spirit in you making the intercession for us. Now you see what I'm talking about? Do you understand it, David? Yeah, well all I'm saying is this, see. You're right back in the same place. See, right back in the same place. See? Then we're right both, brother, up and down this path. There isn't any way up this book. But this takes up heaven and earth and every other thing. You think there's no way else to go. You see? Follow that now? So now, we need up there. We're not in the dragon, just send me now. Now, if you look in the 26th chapter in the 36th verse, about him. Now, what he told them when he was up there, giving them that supper. He said, now this is my blood of the new covenant. Drink the olive. Is that right? He broke the bread. He said, take me. This is my body. Which is broken. Is that what he's saying?
That's right.
Now he gave him the cup. Now do you actually know the actual words that he said out there in the garden? In other words, this is what I'm saying. He said the same word out there in the garden. See? That he said at the supper. Father, if it be thy will, in the garden, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. In other words, the garden. Now, get this one straight. They come up out of Egypt, crossed over the Red Sea, and went into the wilderness. Is that right? No, they came down, see, from the house where they ate the supper. Is that right? Crossed over the book of Cedron. Is that right? Is that what you read? Read it again, 18th chapter.
What verse?
And after he had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the book of Cedron.
Mm-hmm.
There was a guard.
Mm-hmm.
And
so with
the
inn
and his disciples.
Yes, that's right. Now you see him and his disciples. Now you have to get the 26th chapter of Matthew. I didn't want to have you read all that. You have to get the 26th chapter of Matthew.